Boy, friend or foe was a wild one today.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea was heartbroken.
Why can't everybody just get along?
Well, that's lame.
You know what, Chelsea? That's why we love you. You always choose love. We also had embarrassing songs you love. I could do that bit 5 days a week, 3 hours a morning.
Well, that reminds me. I got to grab that Spice Girl CD.
Yeah. I'm about to bump some Kelly Clarkson after this.
And then what else did we do? Oh, why should we talk to you on Monday? Taking out your kid for their first drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun one on Monday.
Oh.
It's a fun show today. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Turning 21. That's what we have up today. And why should we talk to you on Monday? That's when someone has something big going on over the weekend. So they call us up. They make us a part of it. And we all get to enjoy it. And then we get to talk to them on Monday again. That is why Veronica is on the air with us this morning. Veronica, what's going on? Why should we talk to you on Monday?
Hey, guys. Well, my son is turning 21, and it's exciting. And I am going to take him out for his very first ever drink.
Okay.
Okay.
Spoken like a true mother.
Okay. First ever or first legal drink?
No, ever. Like, he has never had alcohol before.
Now, how do you know this? Like, he told you and you just believe him blindly?
I mean, we just have that kind of relationship where I just kind of know everything. And he's like, he's just not that kind of kid. He's not really into the party scene or anything. He's, focused on being an engineer. He's, he's just, some kids are just like really straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a son turning 21. He's going out with his mom for his very first drink. I mean, my parents were the last people I wanted at my 21st birthday. My dad explicitly told me I couldn't drink at my 21st birthday.
No. Well, that's a little silly. We're really close, though.
That's cool. Now, you sound really young to have a kid who's 21.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was really young, actually, when I had him.
Okay. Where are you are you guys going bar hopping? Where are you going?
Going to Applebee's.
No, I don't know about bar hopping, but there's a really nice, semi-upscale bar, a couple miles, actually, from where we live. So we're just going to go there.
This could go either way, because he maybe doesn't have the tolerance. So are you going to, go easy on it? Or what? Are you going to hit him with the three wise men right away?
I'm going to be there for him. So however he wants to experience his birthday is up to him.
You got to feed him a tequila shot. You got to rip one in and be
right
hey.
The bat?
You got to.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know, Brian. That sounds like that sounds
tequila,
really bad.
Two tequila, three tequila floor.
When I was 21, you ever heard of a dead Nazi?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what it is, it's Rumpelmintz and Jagermeister in a shot. That was my 21st birthday shot, and I had three of them.
And then there's a dead Nazi with a gold tooth where you dump Goldschlager.
Oh man.
I'm thinking of that.
I did a stoplight and the three wise men, and that was rough, man. But was there not alcohol in the house? I still can't believe that he's 21. He's never had a drink before.
No, not really any hard liquor. I have wine every once in a while.
Okay.
We're just not really a big drinking family in general. If there's a big celebration, someone might bring, a six pack of beer. Or something like that. But there's not really a ton of alcohol around, actually.
Mama's going to let loose this weekend. Now, question for you, though.
Well, it's his birthday.
Right.
Yes.
Make sure he lets loose more.
Now, question. How do you expect this to go, being his first time? Because usually your first time drinking, you kind of just go balls to the walls.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I don't know how quickly it'll hit him. So I'm prepared to, do whatever babysitting I need to in order to make sure he has a good time.
Get the plastic bags ready.
Are his friends coming with? This is kind of like a rite of passage, I think, into manhood, into adulthood. You're going out for your first alcoholic beverages.
Well, I think he'll have some friends over the next day, but the first drink he said I could have. So.
All right. Okay. Even me, as much as I love to have drinks, I maybe drank twice before my 21st birthday.
Really?
Yeah, I just didn't. I had no desire to.
Serious?
Yeah, seriously. I have no reason to lie to you guys. I'm grown.
It does taste icky. I remember the first time I tried a beer, I was like, that's gross. So I drank Rumpelmintz on the rocks straight.
That's better.
That was awful. Bad decisions.
I will say, though, I feel like drinking early, as bad as this is going to sound, is always a good thing. Just because when you go to college, if you don't have anyone around you, you know what I mean? No one's there to tell you, hey, don't be ripping nine shots in a row there.
Gotta learn your limits, man, and that can be a rough road.
Well, Veronica, I can't wait to talk to you on Monday. This is going to be hilarious because I remember the next day after my 21st birthday just feeling like death on a platter.
Yeah.
Just terrible. So hopefully you don't have to do too much babysitting this weekend.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to it and seeing how he wants, you know, how he experiences it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you being on the air with us this morning. We're going to call you the same time on Monday, okay? And find out how it went taking out your son on his 21st birthday for his very first drink ever. Ooh, that's going to be wild in the old city tonight.
I kind of want to go with.
You should have asked her.
Dang it.
You know, it's funny. It just brought back a memory of my 21st birthday. So I went to the Mall of America for my 21st birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Slides go to Hooters?
Yeah, boy.
Well, there used to be like five dance clubs at the top
on
floor.
On the fifth floor, right?
Yeah. I'm old school. And I still remember some dude like was getting tough with me and my friends. And I still remember I was drunk on my 21st birthday.
On your 21st birthday.
And I was like, this is how people get shot.
and then
all my friends looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
He wants to have a shot?
No. I was like, I'm going to defuse this fight immediately by threatening them with gun violence.
My 22nd birthday, my dad and my mom had to carry me from the lawn as I was naked.
Oh, gross.
Into the house. And then I woke up the next morning. My dad goes, saw more of your birthday than I wanted to see today. I was like, yeah, well, good morning.
I'm speechless.
You're welcome.
Chelsea doesn't want to share her stories. Meanwhile, off the air, she's telling us about taking shots at 151.
Yardsticks.
Oh, Mahatma.
Ooh, I'm telling you, a caribou loo, that'll set you right.
What's a caribou loo?
That's the drink.
151.
What's in it?
151, almost to the top, Malibu, and then a splash of pineapple.
Oh, man, it's making me vomit on that.
I just feel more hair on my chest growing after so drinking
good.
That.
It's so good.
How quickly do you like to get drunk?
Yeah, I take three of those, and then I would go to Raleigh's, and I would go, it was women's night, and we would ride the mechanical bull.
Okay.
Couldn't buck me off.
I bet not.
Jason texted in, get him a cement mixer. You ever had one of those?
Yes.
I don't know what the booze is. Is it Bailey's?
I don't know if it... Well, you put Bailey's in another booze and it curdles up.
Yeah, you put lemon juice and then it curdles.
They say to do that in your mouth. Like shake it around. Yeah.
I had a buddy that we would do that. We would buy each other bad shots, a bottom of cement mixer. You had to chew it all the way through.
That's a shot you take once in your life on your 21st birthday, and then you never see it. What about a prairie fire? Did you guys ever have that one?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Is that with tequila and Tabasco sauce?
Yeah. Yep.
You ever had a turkey sandwich?
No.
Wild turkey and mustard?
Oh. Why does that exist?
Because I'm a terrible individual and like to serve it to my friends.
Music is very subjective.
Right.
It's all in the ear of the beholder, if we can agree on that.
And their hearts, yes.
And that's why we were talking yesterday about embarrassing songs that you really like. You love the song, but you know you should be kind of embarrassed to like it so much. And man, thank you to everyone who responded on social media. We're going to get to a lot of those later, but we want to hear yours too at 320-656-9453. Get your calls and texts in here.
And again, it's kind of like the songs that if you put it on a playlist and you're with a group of people, they're all like, why did you put this on the playlist? And you're like, it's a jam.
Or they try to make you change it and you're like, don't touch that.
Yes, exactly.
Don't touch that.
And or you're like, I was an accident.
Yeah.
I meant to put Anthrax, Death to...
Whoops.
I don't know.
You were close. You were on the right track for sure.
All right, Brian Riley, why don't you go first with your embarrassing song?
Yeah, I love this song. If you see me driving, there's a good chance I'm singing it.
All right, let's hear it. Really?
Oh my God, dude, this song is a banger.
Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway. That's your...
I love this song.
Chance, make a change and break away.
That's early Kelly Clarkson, dude. Too.
Wow. Kelly Clarkson made that absolute jams of songs.
All I can think of is that she must have really hated that small town that she grew up in, because that's what it was about, right?
I don't know. I just like the song.
Breaking Away.
I thought she still lived there, though.
She does.
Yeah, so she couldn't have hated that much.
Song, man.
All right, Chelsea, come on. You gotta join in. Embarrassing song that you love.
I was such a hardcore Spice Girls fanatic.
Okay.
I wanted to dye my hair red and gold, just like Jerry Halliwell, who's mm-hmm. Ginger Spice.
Right,
my friends
Ginger Spice.
And I would dress up like them. And I wore this CD out. But there was one song that I don't think was appropriate for a 12-year-old to sing alone into her hairbrush.
Sure.
But every time I hear it, it just, it pulls, man. To Become One.
I need some love like I never needed
I remember when this was being played on the radio. This was a jam, kind of.
I've never heard it a day in my life.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
There's Baby Spice. That was Scary Spice.
How can you tell?
And that's Ginger Spice.
Yeah. Like it's more embarrassing. You know who each
Hang on,
Spice
and
Girl's
Sporty
singing
Spice
is.
Comes up. There she is. There's Sporty Spice.
They all sound exactly the same.
Mel C. You would say that.
They do. They do. They do sound all the same.
100%.
Ugh.
You could bring them all in this room right now, and I wouldn't know the difference.
I'm going to play that song when we're done here.
Please do.
You should.
I'm going to finish it.
You absolutely should. Put your headphones on and listen to it.
Rock out.
All right. Here is mine. This is funny because we're all doing female artists.
It's PM Dawn.
No, I'm not doing PM Dawn. I'm because I'm sick of you making fun of me for that. This is
Ryan.
In the 90s, every single dude had a crush on this woman. She was from the Go-Go's.
Oh.
Her name is Belinda Carlisle. And the song... I'm not going to do the dance.
I see your shoulders going.
This is radio, so the dance will have no effect on anyone, but...
Look at him. He's going.
Yeah, you look like Carlton doing that dance a little bit. You got the arms swaying.
This gets Kelly moving.
Belinda Carlisle was just the it girl of the mid-90s, and oh my God, did I love this song.
Did you have a poster of her on your wall?
No, I wasn't allowed to put posters up.
Oh, that's fair.
Would you have had a Belinda Carlisle poster?
Absolutely, I would have.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That is my embarrassing song right there, Belinda Carlisle. Now, we put this up on social media, and I would say, now we'll get to your calls and texts here in just a minute of your embarrassing songs that you love, but wouldn't you guys say that the number one song people said was this one right here? I wouldn't be embarrassed to like this song.
No. It would be like if you're driving in the car and you're pulling up next to a Harley group and they look over and you're just like,
You got to roll the windows up at that point.
This came out in middle school and there was a little like 12-year-old mosh pit. We would just go nuts on this song.
I love it. So now we want your request, or not your request, but the embarrassing songs that you love. 320-656-9453 is the phone number. Get your calls, get your texts in, and we'll get to more of these next. We are talking about those songs that you love, but you're maybe a little bit embarrassed, or other people are kind of embarrassed that you like them too. We got a ton of text pouring in on this one.
This is so good.
Excuse me, I don't know who texted it in because the texts are coming in so fast, but someone said this song right here. Chelsea, you didn't know this was Eddie Murphy?
I did know. I did. No clue.
I think this song jams.
This dude's a triple threat.
That's the first time. Oh, no, that's Chris. He was the first time texting.
Oh, Chris texted that one in?
Yeah.
Thank you for that one, Chris. I forgot about that one.
And thank you for enlightening me that Eddie Murphy sang.
Yeah, dude was in the movies, stand-up, music. I mean, he just... He ruled that time. And you see any other good texts coming in?
Every time we touch, Casada.
I don't even, do I even know that one?
Because every time we touch, I get this feeling. Every time we get.
You're telling me you didn't play that in the clubs?
Maybe I did. I don't know. I'm still having a hard time putting my finger on what song that is.
Well, it doesn't help that I'm singing part of that.
There's a lot of Barbie Girl coming in.
I'm not even ironically saying this. I love Barbie Girl. I love that song.
Doesn't shock me.
When I would play it in the clubs, I thought it was like the sweetest, cutest little song.
Oh my gosh, Skater Boy, Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yes. I wish I could pull all these up. I don't have time to pull
every
single one.
She came out on the scene when all these pop princesses, it was Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, which we have a few of those, Genie in a Bottle. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Jeremy texted that and he goes, yeah, Genie in a Bottle.
Yas Queen.
Jeremy, if you text in Jewel, we'll have our holy trinity right there. Oh my gosh.
That Avril Lavigne reminds me when I first was getting into radio and I was like, oh man, this girl is just rocking it.
She's so cool.
What's the song you and I... Oh, Big Girls Don't Cry remix with Sean Kingston.
Oh my gosh, that's such a deep cut.
You and I in the studio every once in a while just belting it. People are like, what's happening?
Dare I play that?
I walked in on you guys singing this together.
Remix!
Oh, yeah.
This song... If our PD is listening right now, he is so upset.
The horns?
La, da, da, da. Oh my gosh, you guys singing Fergie just kills me.
Calling, that's my baby girl on the phone.
Oh my
All right, let's do a country one because we have not done a single country song yet. I don't know who it was who texted in this one right here. Maybe you can tell me.
Beth texted this one in.
Who did?
Beth.
Yes,
all right.
Beth.
This is definitely one that's kind of embarrassing.
I heard that he released this as a joke.
Well, yeah, you think?
And then people were like, yeah, this is a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Randy's on the dance floor twerking to this thing.
How's she even get them bridges?
britches on.
Them britches.
I wish we still used that term.
How drunk was he to record this song?
The most
very. He sent it, man.
The most very. Unsexy way to refer to underwear ever. Britches.
Beyonce Halo. And nobody can hit the notes, but they think they can.
I love Halo by Beyonce.
Everyone
actually
does.
I like the original, though, by the guy who wrote it, the guy from One Direction who wrote that song.
Which one?
One Republic, not One Direction.
One Republic.
Is that Ryan Tedder?
Yeah. Ryan Tedder. He's the one who wrote that song, and his version is better than Beyonce.
Too late to apologize.
Nate?
Too late.
Man, I feel like a woman. Shania Twain. Loves Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm always embarrassed when I'm DJing a wedding and I play that song and I'm getting more into it than everybody else. And I'm like, man, shirts, shorts, skirts.
I have a buddy. That's his song. We were at a wedding and the song came on. He knocked over somebody to get on the dance floor.
Yes!
He's like, yes! He just shoved them.
If you don't kick a door down during that song, you're doing it wrong.
You're jamming.
Oh, my gosh. We just played this the other day. Billy Gilman. One voice was heard.
We played that?
I played it. I was lost in the jam over here. I think you guys tuned me out.
You must have, yeah, that's very possible.
Rich
that's
texting in Milli Vanilli.
Oh, my gosh.
Girl, you know it's true.
I will tell you, I do like Milli Vanilli. I don't care what you say.
That
worse.
Doesn't shock me.
Because if you think about it, you know, the original dudes who sang that song, like, they had good voices.
That actually sang.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, right.
They
didn't. The hell you say?
They didn't. They weren't even singing.
How about this? Yeah,
the
original guys.
There was human beings somewhere.
The original guys.
That was before
AI. I thought you
AI.
Meant the guys that got caught.
Doesn't laying down this, hot tracks.
Doesn't this get you all choked up? Alison Krauss, When You Say Nothing at All.
When you say
yeah, that's tonight. But that's actually like a really good song.
That's like Whiskey Lullaby is another one that's just
song.
These are supposed to be songs that you're embarrassed to like. All right, once again, we're running way too long with this.
That's fine.
I just love these segments. I love when we do this stuff.
Achy Breaky Heart.
That's an embarrassing one.
Oh, with
the there's mullet. Nothing more embarrassing than the hair.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say the mullet
and the dance when he did that little fast foot dance. Like,
I
what?
Love that.
That is the whitest thing on the internet.
That makes me want a mullet and some boots.
The only whiter thing than that is Bill Gates dancing when Windows 95 came out. That's the only thing whiter than him doing that. All right, we got someone that's been sitting on hold forever. What do you got for us?
Probably any Backstreet Boys or NSYNC song.
Oh, okay.
I want it that
yes.
way. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Brian.
Bye,
you're welcome.
Bye, bye.
So what is your favorite? Because I'm a boy band fan.
Probably Tell Me Why.
Oh, yeah, I Want It That Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, that one.
Sorry that. I apologize that Chelsea and Brian are doing their best to ruin it for you, but
we're just getting it, Kelly.
That's definitely a good one, though. Thank you. All right, we gotta end this. We gotta end this mess. Well, it's good there wasn't a lot of country music on here, because then it would be like a lot of country music is embarrassing. This is all pop stuff that we're embarrassed to like.
Somebody texted in Cheerleader by Omi.
Oh, I love that song.
So do I.
And I love the Pentatonix version of it, too. That's embarrassing. All right, we got to move on. Thank you guys so much for the calls and texts on this one. The most embarrassing songs that you like. This was so fun.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Chicago, Minnesota, population 404. Chicago is an interesting name, and it comes from the Dakota language, which means the middle or halfway. Because it was a halfway stop on the Pony Express route between Morris and Graceville. That's some big history for a town that only covers 0.44 square miles, but that's why Chicago, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's now time to play Friend or Foe for Winstock tickets. We got our two contestants. Ashley, are you there?
I am.
All right. Tori, are you there?
I am.
Ladies, it is time to play Friend or Foe. Now, this is how this game works, just to let everybody know. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have you guys say Friend or Foe at the same time, okay? If you guys both say Friend at the same time, you each get one ticket to Winstock. If one of you says Friend and the other one says Foe, the person who says Foe gets both tickets to Winstock. The other person gets Bubkiss. If you both say Foe at the same time, neither one of you gets anything. And we go to the 99th texter right now at 320-656-9453, texting in the word Winstock.
All right.
Everybody up to speed?
Got it.
It's a lot
all
of
right.
speed.
Now, Chelsea, what is this game about?
It's about friendship and trust.
You said it, girl. Brian, you think it's about stabbing people in the back.
It has to be.
I choose love. I choose love every single time.
Bird.
So, Ashley, why don't you just take a few minutes and tell Tori why you should both say friend this morning?
So I've never been to Woodstock. Last year I played this game and I didn't get a ticket because the other person that, you know, wasn't very friendly. So I'm just going for one ticket.
Would you say last year they were a foe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so this could be redemption.
Thank you. All right. Ashley, nice one. Tug at the old heartstrings. I get it. That's a good strategy. Tori, why don't you take a few seconds and tell Ashley why you think you should both say friend today?
All right. We should both say friend because so a bunch of my coworkers are going, and of course, I missed out on early bird tickets because I'm slightly a slacker. And so for me to join them, I was trying to get a ticket, so I also just need one ticket so we can do a girls trip, and maybe, just maybe, you can also join our girls trip.
Yas, queen.
Oh, all about the friendship, right, Brian?
Yeah, it's corny.
Don't listen to him. All right, so here's the thing, guys. We can't play this while we're live on the air because you guys will be able to hear each other and it would totally screw everything up. So we're going to play a song, and during that song, we're going to play Friend or Foe off the air. Now, we're going to play this back on the air so everybody can hear, and either both of you are going to Woodstock, one of you is going to Woodstock, or neither one of you is going, and we're going to go to the 99 texter right now, texting in the word Woodstock, 320-656-9453. So hold on a second, guys. We're going to play during the song, okay?
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Tori and Ashley played Friend or Foe during that song right there off the air. Here's what happened. Ashley, you there?
I am.
All right, so we're off the air. Tori cannot hear you right now, but we always like to know going into it, do you plan on saying friend or foe?
Friend.
So, Tori, you're going to say friend today, huh?
Come on. Had a girl reaching for the light.
All right.
Ashley, think about what happened to you last year. Somebody foed you. They took it all. You got a chance to redeem yourself.
I'm going to say friend.
Ah, see?
I love you, Ashley.
Love conquers all.
I don't even know Ashley, and I love her.
She believes in people, Brian.
That's right.
I don't know why.
Redemption.
Be more like Ashley. All right, Ashley. Now, this is not legally binding. You can change your mind at the last minute, okay? But we just kind of like to hear. So hold on a second. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to hear what Tori plans on saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Tori, are you there? All right, so Ashley can't hear you right now. We're not live on the air or anything like that. And we just like to find out, though, do you plan on saying friend or foe when we pick up the phone?
Oh, God, I'm so scared she's going to say foe.
That's the tough part. You never know if someone's going to give you the old royal screw job.
I know.
What's your gut saying?
My gut's saying foe because I'm scared.
Aww.
You know, I always say trust my gut. And look, you get more than one ticket if you say foe and it all works out for you.
Or
that I believe though. I believe though. She got foed last
time.
That's
the thing. That's why I want to say friend because I really want to give her a ticket. But, you know, I'm scared because she got screwed last time that she's going to say, oh, screw it. I'm going to say foe and get two tickets.
Right, because hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
However,
that is true.
Do not let fear rule you.
Look, we have two people in the studio that are both corny and think love is going to win. Look.
Love does win.
Go with your gut. Take somebody out. Take the ticket. Be selfish. Do it.
And going foe.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Tori, hold on. We're going to bring back on Ashley with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ashley, you there?
I am.
All right. At the count of three, I'm going to have you guys say friend or foe at the exact same time, okay? If one of you hesitates, that person instantly loses and the other person wins the tickets, okay?
You're counting down?
Yes, I will count down. Now, here's how it's going to work. If you both say friend, you each get one ticket to Woodstock. If one of you says foe and the other one says friend, the person who says foe gets both tickets to Woodstock. If you both decide to screw each other out of tickets and both say foe, neither one of you gets anything. And we go to the 99 texter right now, texting in the word Woodstock to 320-656-9453. Are you ready?
No.
Yes.
All right. Tori and Ashley, here we go. The friend or foe, 3, 2, 1.
Foe.
Friend.
Each only wanted one ticket.
Ashley, did you get foed again?
Oh, no. I did.
Dang, Ashley.
I was scared you were going to foe me.
See, this time fear conquered all.
Look, and you got no one ever wants to trust or believe me. I'm trying to help you out, people.
You'd ruined everything. Everything.
And Chelsea, didn't we have a good streak going of people saying friend?
We did. I'm telling you, people are better than you give them credit for.
Today, evil wins. Now, Ashley, why did you?
Jeez.
Why did you stick with friend, Ashley?
Because I was thinking it would, you know, girls' trip.
Yeah.
Hang out with the girls.
She fooled you by making you think she was a nice person. Tori, why did you?
I was thinking of Tori.
Tori, why did you stick with foe?
Because I was really scared because Ashley got fooled last time that she was going to foe me this time.
And you foed her instead.
See what happens when you trust your gut?
Now, Ashley, because.
Devil on my shoulder.
Tori, because these are ill-gotten tickets, will you still be able to enjoy yourself at Winstock?
I will.
Heck yes, you will.
The empath in me is just curling up in a ball.
Ashley, I'm so sorry you got foed 2 years in a row. That sucks.
We got to get her at least a t-shirt that says, I got phoned.
But hey, we're playing again next Friday, so maybe you can make it 3 in a row.
Oh, God. Hang in there, Ashley. It's going to be all right.
I'm sorry, Ashley.
Ashley, have a great day, if you still can.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I just hung
and
up on
her. And then you hung up on her, and I'm the bad guy.
Tori, you are going to Winstock 2021.
With two tickets.
It's a good thing you got two tickets so you can take the devil with you.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Sometimes I can tend to be a bit oblivious while we're on the air to what's going on around me.
No.
Like if Brian's doing sports or when Chelsea's doing what's trending. So we thought today we'd start a brand new segment called Pop Culture Idiot.
There you go.
Now, these are all questions that are based on what's trending that Chelsea has had all week long.
Correct.
And she has come up with some questions. We'll see how well was I listening to what's trending this week.
At some point, we got to add a little extra element to this. Like, if you pass, you know, we'll figure it out later.
Okay.
I'll get you a prize.
That's probably an off-the-air conversation.
Yeah, or we can do it on air.
So I'm the opposite of you, Kelly. I have eyes and ears all around the world. I care about everybody's business.
Well, let's hear your first question in Pop Culture Idiot.
All right.
And the idiot is me, not Chelsea.
Correct.
Just so everyone's clear.
Thank you for clarifying.
I can be one sometimes. All right. What look is Jason Aldean rocking? I know Brian.
A dirty look?
That's Brian's boy.
Yeah.
It has to do with facial hair.
Hold on a second. Oh, well, if you say facial. Oh, I do remember this story. Jason Aldean is rocking a goatee.
Yeah.
Yay!
And did both of you, when you heard that, you're thinking like, oh, wait, could I?
No.
Did I?
Absolutely not.
Facial hair doesn't work on me.
I look terrifying with a goatee. Terrifying.
Me too. All right.
You should get rid of it then.
He's one for one, man. Why were Luke Bryan's eyes red?
I'm Luke Bryan. I don't remember, but
I'm two in the throat now. What happened? Yeah.
You sound like Kermit the Frog.
I used to have a good Luke Bryan. There we go. Now it's back.
No.
Hi, everybody. This is Luke Bryan.
You sound like Randy Travis.
Your eyebrows just went off.
This is the Pop Culture Idiot. I know this one, actually. I was paying attention to this because we talked about it for so long afterwards. Because of his fishing.
Yeah,
he's allergic to bass, apparently.
Yes, he's allergic to bass.
Which I'm crying BS on.
He is. We actually had a texter say, hey, I'm allergic to touching fish, too. Yeah, it's crazy. All right. You're doing great.
I'm doing really good, actually. I'm surprised.
You're not a pop culture idiot.
You're the smartest idiot I know.
Thank you.
That's great. Okay, this happened to Katy Perry live on American Idol.
I just saw the video of this.
Of course you did.
It's crazy.
For show prep purposes.
I did. Duh. Had to.
I'm live on American Idol, somebody actually tuned in to watch.
Yeah.
Get it? Because no one's watching it?
Remember Luke Bryan?
It's hilarious.
Luke Bryan had to help her with this?
It's hilarious.
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember
when
this
I told
at
you
all.
That Katy Perry's top popped off?
Yeah, it did.
There you go. Her pop topped off.
Yeah.
And you did Luke Bryan, and he said what?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Katy Perry, your boobie is exposed. Let me help you with that. I'm a fine Southern gentleman. Let me help you with that.
Is Luke Bryan married?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he has a beautiful wife and kids. Yeah.
He's got a lake that he's allergic to all the fish in.
I can't be looking at this, Katy Perry.
He has to be.
Somebody texted
him. He tried to help, and he's like, nah.
Somebody said you sounded like Cleveland from the Cleveland show yesterday.
I got to get it back. I lost it.
Yeah, you're gone. It's gone forever.
That's one of my better imitations, and now I lost it.
I got a couple more here.
All right.
Just two. All right. All right. Who is Caitlin Clark's favorite singer of all time?
Ooh.
Is it Luke Bryan?
You're half right.
Half right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Luke Combs, then.
There you go.
I'll give myself half a point.
He gave her a shout out. Remember? I don't remember. She was so excited. That. Oh, my gosh.
Chelsea, you should stop giving him so many clues, because he would be the actual idiot if
with
he did.
With the clues, yeah. With the clues, I got this.
I just feel bad for idiots. It's like, all right, I don't want you to, you know,
I'm not a charity case.
There you go. All right, last one here. What restaurant is going bankrupt because of their all-you-can-eat menu?
I remember this because you took it so hard. And not only was it an on-air conversation, it was an off-air conversation.
It was also a text conversation.
To where you contemplated going there for lunch because you were like, should I go before they file for bankruptcy? Which is always the time you want to go to a restaurant right before they file for bankruptcy. Because you're getting the freshest food. They're not cutting any corners.
Hey, I got a gift card.
They're not cutting any
Even
corners.
Even better, you have a gift card at a place going bankrupt.
Like, will you take this?
Oh, nice.
Red Lobster.
That's the one. Cheers to the smartest idiot we know.
I would say that was pretty good, actually.
Now, without the clues, how many of those do you get right?
I would have got the Red Lobster one for sure.
Yeah.
Can you have Luke Bryan come back on and give his condolences?
I can't. Not until I get it back.
Red Lobster.
Cleveland. Sorry, Red Lobster. I'm allergic to that, too.
This is the Cleveland Show.
Well, in the pop culture, did I go 4 for 5?
Well, you don't even know how many you got right.
4.5 for 5, which is a passing grade.
Hey, not bad. If you're a pacer when you're on the phone, there's a scientific reason behind that.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Now, my wife actually gets annoyed with me. I pace so much when I'm on the phone. She's like, sit down.
Right.
But I'm going upstairs, downstairs, in the bathroom, through the kitchen, around the dining room table, into the bedroom. I mean, I'm all over the house.
Normally, I just do laps, like in the kitchen.
When I was DJing a lot of weddings, when I'd be on the phone with like a new possible client, my God, sometimes I'd walk 3 miles while I was on the phone with them. Just all throughout the house.
Get them steps in.
But there's a reason why we do that. They say that the reason why we pay so much when we're on the phone is because we can't see the other person. So to make up for the lack of body language and the lack of being able to look at their face and hear them, see them talk, we pace to burn off that nervous energy by not being able to see somebody when we're talking to them.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's the scientific reason. Now, not everyone's a pacer when they're on the phone. More calm people don't really feel the need to walk 3 miles when they're in a phone conversation. But someone like me, I have to pace when I'm on the phone. It doesn't matter if it's a 5-second call. Yesterday, Brian, you and I talked on the phone for, I don't know, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I walked outside, inside, out to the car.
Yeah,
to
the door slam. I was like, what are you doing?
Right. So it's insane. I can't stop it. And Chelsea, you said yesterday you were doing it.
Yeah, I was prepping vegetables because I was talking to my mom.
While you're walking?
I know, right?
Now that's a wild scene.
I was talking to my mom. I was getting home from the grocery store, so I'm talking to her in the grocery store. Same thing, where I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. And then I get home and I didn't want to get off the phone with her. So to kind of burn that off, chopping vegetables, walking around the kitchen, doing the laps. That's crazy. And I talk with my hands a lot, too.
Right. And that's another thing. People who use a lot of body language when they talk, usually those are the pacers. The ones who pay because they can't see the other person. So your brain is like, I'm talking to someone, but I'm not sure how they're phrasing this because I can't see their face or their arm movements or I can't see their body language. So your body gets really nervous. So you get to burn off that nervous energy.
I feel like that's most people in radio. Like when you talk, like when I talk, if I'm doing the show after this by myself, you'll see me. I'm throwing arms. Like don't get in a 3-foot radius because you might get knocked out.
Especially since you started drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm wired.
It's really that. That's why we're like distance. But you have to do that because it translates into your voice, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That energy. Now that I think about it, it's weird if somebody takes a phone call and they're perfectly still and no emotion.
That's a psychopath right there. Keep an eye on that one.
I like to lay on the couch and talk on the phone.
I bet you do.
Yeah, it's comfy. No. So that's all you had, huh? That was it? That was the whole...
That's a good one. You ruined it with your couch talk.
How did I ruin it?
So Kelly's pacing. Brian's laying on the couch.
Brian's laying. I'm never calling him again.
I'm just chilling, man.
What are you doing? Laying on the couch.
Well, I'm not creepy about it.
Fred hops up on his tummy.
I'm not like, hey, hanging out here.
I found this one super interesting because I get yelled at for pacing so much when I'm on the phone. And maybe you didn't like this one.
I'm pretty sure you did this one already.
You'd explode if you couldn't pace.
I didn't do it. You're just trying to ruin it now.
I'm not trying to. I swear I've heard you say this before.
Well, fine, then I've done it before. Who cares?
I don't.
I've been doing this for 5-6 years, dude.
Don't yell at me.
There's
man.
Bound it's to be Friday. Some reruns once in a while.
It's Friday.
I like to call it an encore presentation of this one.
I'm pacing right now.
It's getting a little hot. It's getting hot. Everybody settle down.
I'm trying.
I'll have another one for you on Monday, and you might not like that one either. It's very possible I did that one, too.
Good chance.
You can't do a bit for 6 years and not have a few resurface once in a while. But you might not like that one either, and that's okay, because I'm okay being the only one that likes them, because sometimes, maybe it's a bit. Welcome to our first break of the day. We tack it on the end of the podcast as a bonus track. And what the heck did we talk about
fun
this
facts. Week? We had fun facts galore today.
We did have fun facts galore, didn't we?
Yeah, Kokomo, not a real place.
Right.
Ruin it for
well,
you.
Indiana.
Right. Harris, Texas. This is, boy, it's even more confusing now. Look, too much caffeine on Friday mornings is a bad thing for me because it is just a hot mess.
Some people blast it off.
But there's a reason why we call it our bonus track and we tack it at the end of the podcast. And you said it, and here we are, Chelsea, Brian, and myself, Kelly, ready to do it on a Friday morning.
Good morning.
I hope that everybody's ready to get into the weekend, slide into it nice and smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got anything to talk about while I drink this 5-hour energy? Anybody?
I got my niece's birthday tomorrow, if that counts
for anything.
Oh, that's
exciting.
She's 3. She won't remember it.
That's super exciting.
I'm trying to remember what. I don't think I got her anything.
I got my driver's license, my new updated driver's license.
Oh,
all right.
No, I'm not happy with this picture at all.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm just throwing it to the side. So
they couldn't bust some AI out on it?
Started some Livian. I can't wait for the before and afters.
Mm-hmm. Did you go full board, like decked out when you went and took your ID photo?
Heck no.
I picture you going full makeup.
I figured you were
going
to have like the full get up.
Oh, Lord.
I picture
no.
you like a glamour shots with a boa on.
From the waist up.
Bring it back. No, because here's the thing. All my driver's license have different hair colors in them. So I've been brunette, redhead.
Your different eras.
Yeah, everything. So it's just hilarious. And this guy's like, okay, the camera was down. So he's like, look down. So I have like triple chins. I'm like, this is not flattering at all. And he wouldn't let me retake.
Very similar to the pictures we took at the coffee shop.
Oh, those are the worst
my
pictures
eyes,
ever.
I look like a gosh dang owl with how big my eyes are.
We got to get our photo shoot on
out
the
there
books.
Zooming.
I look like 2018 Kelly in that photo when I was at maximum density. It's terrible.
I love that maximum. That's just not. And then and I showed Chris too, and he's like, they like zoomed in on you too.
Yeah.
He's like, there's like no headroom.
And what were those pictures even for?
I have no idea. Just for us to be looking good.
What were they used for?
Well, again. We're supposed to use them for marketing and stuff. You did a great job with, well, no, you didn't even use them for your clip art. You used mine.
The only person ready for it was Chelsea.
Chelsea's always ready.
You went to Goodwill to buy some Pearl Snap shirts.
I did.
I had to tell you guys it was picture day.
I had a hoodie on.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure I had extra jeans in my car that I was like, I'm just going to throw these on to make myself look classier.
It had like a dead fish on it.
Yeah, it was a top tier thing.
Speaking of Chelsea's different eras.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has a new album out today.
I saw that.
Which I have already heard, oddly enough, on my drive in today. I listened because a radio station was playing the new album this morning.
Sure.
Have you been dipping into my trending?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ruin everything?
No. It's good. That's crazy, though. Her music did drop.
And I was, so I heard the song that she did with Post Malone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is a banger.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Fortnite. It's good.
Is it about Fortnite?
No, not about the game.
It's they were playing Fortnite while recording.
It's about like an actual Fortnite, which is a measure of time.
Do you think Taylor Swift crushed any of the Bud Lights that Post Malone crushed when they recorded that?
I don't know, man. She seems a little classy. Not that Bud Light isn't classy, but
I saw her Coachella pictures and her Super Bowl party pictures. That girl she'll throw some things down.
Right. I think that she talks about being a functioning alcoholic in that song, oddly enough.
Yo, every time you take a picture, you see Kelly, like the whole Taylor Swift in the booth for a Chiefs game.
Yeah.
She's got some vodka lime thing in her hand every time.
Well, you're probably not as familiar with it. Chelsea will probably know this. You're probably not that familiar with her music, but she references being drunk a lot in her music.
Yeah,
really?
I told my wife. Bottles on the floor picking up the cans
like,
after New
I'm
Year's
drunk in the back of the car. I mean, she has so many lines about being drunk.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. That makes me like her even more.
That's the thing. It's like nobody, I would have never done that. I would have never thought about Taylor Swift being a boozer.
It's like old fashions, though. So she's like going hard.
Yeah, she just drinks straight alcohol.
Just beer bonging.
Another one? Sure. Fire it up.
Yeah, she ain't sipping no PBRs, I can tell you that.
That's probably why her and Travis Kelce work out, because that dude and his brother.
Oh, I bet they can crush some brews.
Did you see they got? So they graduated from the University of Cincinnati. That's where they went to college and played football.
Okay.
Did you see?
Travis graduated?
Both of them just did. They've both got their degree.
Oh, it took that long.
And they crushed a beer on stage after they grabbed the diploma.
Yeah!
That's what I'm like. Look, you're talking about party animals.
That's cool, man.
There was a grandma who was not impressed. That was the quote. She's like, I was not impressed with their behavior. Hey,
if it's too loud, you're too old.
Also, their nickname is Trailer, which is a very fitting thing because they're both just boozers.
I love it. I don't know if that relationship is real between her and between...
I think it is.
But you would because you put the best construction on everything.
Yes, that is true.
Love.
You do, and that's why we love having you in here.
I hope it's fake.
I can't picture them getting married or procreating, though.
I don't want to picture that.
That's true.
An athletic singer?
Right. Oh, man, just a super... Yeah, we're not that kind of show, Chelsea. We're not that kind of show.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so that album, that's going to be a big that album will be nonstop in my house all weekend long. I guarantee it.
So your daughter's the biggest Taylor Swift fan, or is it your daughter and your wife?
I don't know. My wife and daughter are neck and neck as far as being Swifties.
This seems like a more risque album.
You're right. Well, she's getting older. You know, it feels dark, right? It feels a little darker.
Yeah,
because it's called Tortured
the
Poets
Tortured
Department.
Poets. Department.
Yeah, so it even the name is kind of dark.
Yeah, and her music, I mean, she's referencing a lot of deep stuff, a lot of deep pain and expression, so a lot of drinking.
I'm sure there's a lot of drinking. I could give you guys 10 million guesses, and you would not guess who else has an album coming out today, but you would know them if I played one of their big songs for you.
It's not AJR.
No, not AJR.
They would have told you.
I promise I won't.
Do we get a hint, like a genre, or is that going to give it away?
They're a white reggae band.
Milli Vanilli?
When Ebonics was first starting, people used to say this is how you would tell someone that they were 40.
New Kids on the Block?
No.
Oh.
No. What? Today.
Snow?
Nope, not Snow.
UB40?
UB40 has an album coming out today, too. Can you believe that?
It's going to be called UB50?
Here's the craziest thing. This is their 21st album.
I'm gonna be completely. I thought I
of
never.
Of course it is.
I didn't know UB40 was a white group.
You didn't?
I had no idea. Literally until this very moment, I thought.
You were today years old when you
learned
that?
You want to know what else I just learned not too long ago? Oh, I always thought Tracy Chapman was a guy.
Oh, really? Who does Fast Car?
Who does Fast Car?
Fair point.
I've never watched the music video. I actually didn't know what Tracy Chapman looked like until I saw her on stage with Luke Combs.
Right.
But I thought for the longest time that Tracy Chapman was a dude.
Let's see. Get somewhere,
any place is better. A little deeper.
I can see that, yeah.
It's more of a tenor than a soprano. Idea.
Right, that's what I was thinking, tenor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a soprano, not a...
I guess I can see that now that you say that. It never occurred to me because I remember, like, I probably heard this on MTV first, so I saw her. But... So until she performed with Luke Combs?
Until she performed with Luke Combs on stage, I thought Tracy Chapman was a dude.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's one of the best songs ever written.
Also, the name Tracy can go both ways. Because I have a boy cousin named Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, again, had hand in hand, I was like, oh, it's a dude.
Much like Kelly.
And she's not overtly feminine either. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all good.
Well, anyway, so Taylor Swift, UB40, both got albums coming out today.
Which one are you more excited about? Taylor Swift or UB40?
Me personally, probably UB40. I'm like, this is a nice throwback to my... Pearl Jam has an album coming out today, too.
What?
Get out of town.
No, but who would have known that?
What year is it? Where are we? What happened?
This is their 12th album from Pearl Jam.
Did that all happen during, like, the lunar eclipse?
It had to have. We slipped... You know what we are? This is the Mandela Effect. We're in an alternate universe now.
It's actually their second album.
It's still the 90s.
Have you seen the movie called Yesterday?
Where yes.
The guy gets into a bike accident and then he comes to out of this coma or whatever he was in.
Right.
And the Beatles never existed. So he starts singing songs and covering the Beatles.
Oh, I've heard of that movie.
It's a really good movie.
Maybe we're in that now.
It's a crazy concept, but good movie. That's funny you brought that up. I didn't know anybody else even saw that movie.
Right here, man. I'm cultured. I don't look cultured. I am cultured.
I have their number ones album. They took over. And then the Beach Boys tried to wipe them out, but they did rock and roll, man. It was awesome.
So many fun facts, like Kokomo's not a real place.
Right. That is a really fun fact.
You can go there in your head.
I'm having a blast with that fact.
Hey, there's someone that didn't know that.
Maybe it's just Brad.
I bet you could find a place called Kokomo on the map, but it's probably like in Ohio somewhere or something.
It's kind of like Paris, Texas.
Right.
Place like
look
that.
Look it up right now.
One of the best radio bits. So Kid Craddock was a phenomenal radio DJ. Yes. He ended up having a heart attack and passing away. But one of the funniest things he ever did was he gave away a trip to Paris. And it was like he built it up and all this stuff, and it was to Paris, Texas. To me, that was one of the funniest radio bits I ever heard.
Could you imagine winning that and then going, being like, all right, we're going, get your passport ready? You're like, yeah, you don't need that. You're going to Texas.
Yeah, there's a Kokomo in Indiana.
Okay, Indiana. I was close. Ohio.
If we were on a classic hit station, do the exact same bit. We're sending you to Kokomo.
Yep.
It's Indiana. It's not the beach in,
it's a population
in Curacao or whatever you, however you pronounce it.
Population of 125.
Are we talking about anything anybody cares about right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, should we do some history?
Let's go.
Come on. Oh, I can feel that five-hour energy. My brain is starting to buzz.
I didn't even see you chug it.
See, I do it on the down low. Oh. Just like when I drink at home, I do it where no one can see.
Oh, that's nice.
In the bathroom.
That's right. Crying.
In the shower.
Downstairs with your DJ set up.
That's right. It's on this day in 1775. This is why I had this ready earlier. The American Revolutionary War begins with an American victory in Concord on this day in 1775.
That's my favorite year.
Freedom.
Boy, being in the band back then would have been a scary proposition, man.
Yeah, you guys get to walk in the front of the war.
Can I get a shield or something?
Nah, you got the drums and you got the cymbals. You're fine.
Honestly, that's where I'd put the person who did the worst shot, you know what I mean, who couldn't aim. I'm like, I'm going to give you some drumsticks.
I would have put the drum right in front of my heart. Just drum that way to protect my vital organs at least.
Yeah.
I would have hid. I wouldn't have showed up.
Aw.
There's no chance I'm walking in front of that.
If there's ever anything Prince-related in the news, we have to do it, especially in history.
Duh.
On this day, back in 1986, Prince became the fifth songwriter ever to have two top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time.
Ooh.
What were they? They were this one. This is actually one of my least favorite Prince songs.
This one called Kiss.
I love this.
It's just so played out. Like, this is one that the radio always plays, so it's just burnt.
I forgot. Kelly's a deep cut guy.
I'm a deep cut, yeah. On B-side.
When he loses his mind at the end of this song.
Yeah,
and I will sing that every time in the car, and I won't be able to talk for 2 days.
Now, talk about fun facts. You maybe didn't know that Prince wrote this song here.
I don't know.
Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Yes, my dad has this album.
So he had a huge crush, as every guy did in the 80s, on the lead singer of the Bangles.
Yeah.
And so he gifted this song to her. She's still gorgeous. She's like in her mid-50s now and just gorgeous.
I would think that would be one of the best gifts ever for Prince to write and give you a song.
That becomes a number one hit.
Oh my gosh.
Because he didn't collect any royalties off this song. He said, I just want to be able to perform it in concert, but you guys can have all the royalties.
He really did like her.
It's the songwriter who makes all the money off of a song.
Yeah.
So.
He's such a cool dude. Yeah. I love Prince.
Well, he's dead.
I know.
So he was a cool dude.
Well, he lives on in spirit.
And then on this day in 1987.
Dad?
Yeah?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
How did that become one of the best TV shows of all time?
I have no idea.
But that's when they were on the Tracy Ullman show. So they were kind of just a bumper on that show. They would play them when they would go into commercials. And they were just like little cartoon shorts. And I remember that. I mean, I'm old as hell, but I remember
you are.
That.
So funny.
But, I mean, that became from season 2 to season 10.
Didn't you say the first
best show ever? What's that?
Didn't you say the first season was kind of
Yeah, the first season. And then in season 11, they made Homer so stupid that he wasn't likable anymore. Because Homer was like this lovable doofus, right?
Yeah.
But then they made him too stupid, so he had no redeeming qualities anymore. So he just didn't like him anymore.
The saxophone episode where Lisa gets her sax.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was probably my favorite episode of this.
So good.
So Conan O'Brien was a writer on The Simpsons, and to me, those were the best years. And he wrote my favorite episode. There's two of them. There's the monorail episode, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
And when Homer runs for sanitation commissioner, two of the best of all time. If my friend Matt is listening right now, he knows exactly. That dude, okay, here's how old we are.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That dude used to have a VCR that he would set to record when they would play Simpsons reruns on Fox.
Dang, you are old.
So he had hours upon hours of Simpsons that we would sit and watch on VHS.
And I'm picturing that 80-pound TV that he used to record.
The 3-inch.
The big box.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I need to focus, guys. I'm sorry. I'm taking
we have thrown off so many fun facts today.
Yes.
Ooh. Our brains are working on a Friday.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry. It has been really disorganized. You know what will organize us, though? Oh, I got one birthday today.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. We're back on organized.
For you. And I don't know why I love her so much, but I do.
It was you and me forever.
Brian, you know who this is?
Can you share Sinead O'Connor.
If you can. She's dead too. This is Kate Hudson, the actress. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
She is releasing an album.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
This is such a sweet song. It's about her son. So cute. But anyway, Kate Hudson, it's her birthday today. I just love her. I don't know why.
You have a crush on her?
Oh, yeah. Any idea how old she is, Chelsea?
I'm going to say that she is 49.
That's disrespectful. Okay. She's 29 because that's... once you reach 29 as a female, that's like the age.
You just hold on to it?
Yeah.
With a death grip?
No, I did my death to my 20s.
You're both wrong.
You killed it.
You're both wrong. She is 45 years old today.
That would have been my real guess.
And of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well. Shout out to Jack's wife, who's turning 50 today. We know about that birthday.